Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Damaris with Inside by Damaris. And we are here together, hopefully happy. Let's see, this is the week ending 3/21. And I guess before I start, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your presence. I am thankful for your ancestors and your guides, known and unknown. I am thankful for the support. I am thankful for your referrals. And I am thankful for you that's going to listen in and those that are on the line already here. I also want to say, too, that for those who may not know, sometimes I do the weekly insight here online on Blog Talk, and sometimes the weekly reading is done. I write it out on Facebook or on my blog, and so I did post my blog information here. It's the starbar.blogspot.com. So, for an example, last week I wrote the weekly reading, and we did not do a blog talk. So the weekly reading gets done regardless. It's just that sometimes it's done on blog talk, and sometimes it's done on my blog or Facebook, or I should say and Facebook. So sometimes it's written, and sometimes it's oral. So tonight it is oral. And so I guess we will get started. And I do want to say this before I get started as well, is that the reading was a little bit overwhelming because the more I sort of went into the reading and did a little channeling and stuff like that, the more and more things started to come. And so it got a little bit overwhelming on my end. And so I took notes the best of my ability. But when this happens, I believe that a lot of times it's for certain people to actually have readings done. So everything may not be fully covered for the week. And it is just 1 week, you know. And sometimes I say that, like, okay, it's just this 1 week. Why is all this stuff coming out? And so when it's like that, I think that it's for particular people who really need to get consultations. And I'm not suggesting with me specifically, but with anyone, you know, or your spiritual counselor or your life coach or whomever that you deal with, this week might be a good week to get a reading, only because it seems as though this will be a good week to boost some things up. So, and you'll know what I mean later. So I'm going to get started. And so this is Insight by Damaris. I am Damaris. And this week's theme, I have a theme for this week's reading, and it's called It's Alive. So it's alive. Okay, and I'm going to go through my notes here. It says, this week's reading suggests that we take a good look at what is going on in our homes. Our everyday life is an extension of our home base. Now, as a reminder, home is where the heart is, and in some cases, home is wherever you are, and so it doesn't really mean it's, you know, why I'm not in my own home right now, or I'm sleeping in my truck, or whatever. It's basically saying wherever you are, that is considered home. So it says, take a moment this week, take a moment each day before leaving the house and ask yourself, what energy is here? And what energy do I want to feel when I return home? Okay. It says when you walk in the door, you want to feel what? So if I leave for a while, I come back in the house, what do I want to feel? And I would also say this too, if you're trying to figure out some of the energy that's in your house, or you're not feeling right, or things aren't flowing for you the way that they should, or if you feel like you've done some healing work and things and you're just not going to that next level, what could be blocking you, that kind of thing, I would take some time out of the house, then come back in the house to see how it feels, like coming in almost as if you're coming in like a stranger, just to see how you feel, and venture into each room and say, how do I feel here in the bedroom, or how do I feel here in the kitchen, and so on and so forth, and get an idea of what is actually going on. The reading says that our homes are alive, you know, so there's energy in each room. Let me go back to my notes. Okay, so the reading says that our homes are alive. Okay, and I wrote here on a side note, I feel that they are alive because of us, our consciousness. However, the reading implies that the items, walls, furniture, computers, phones, etc., all have life. And we are the ones that should manage the energy rather than be controlled by it. So this also would, I would think, too, people who like to collect things or work on things or whatever, and all of a sudden you bring a bunch of stuff maybe in your house or even in your vehicle, and then all of a sudden it becomes overwhelming. So the reading is asking us to manage these things. Okay, it gives us examples. Okay, items such as jewelry, marriage license, gift items, clothing from someone who has passed away, silverware, wedding gifts, etc. All of these items have stories behind them. So the reading asks, are you being haunted by the past? So if there's some items in your house and they have a story to it, you know, the readings say maybe these things are subconsciously haunting us. And so these can keep us maybe if we're feeling stagnant, which, by the way, the body scan shows that some of us are feeling stagnant. So some of these things could be haunting and could be keeping us in a certain place, but we may not know about it. Okay, so I'll go back over that. It says some of the examples would be items such as jewelry, marriage license, gift items, clothing from someone who's passed away, silverware, wedding gifts, et cetera. All these items have a story behind them. So the reading asks, are you being haunted by the past, by some of these stories? Okay, so it says the reading asks, what projects have we started and haunt the mind because they were left alone? So some of us, we may have started projects, we didn't finish them. So the reading says, could there be a subconscious conversation between you and your unfinished projects? So you go out, but yet the house is calling you because there's some things there that you need to complete or that you didn't do, or you have a room where you close the door and you got stuff just sort of piled in that room and you close the door and you don't go into it. The reading says that there could be this sort of subconscious conversation between us and our unfinished projects. And so it says if we are experiencing random anxiety, so not really sure what triggers it or where it's coming from or whatever. If the reading says if we are experiencing random anxiety, there may be a connection to the unclosed doors, so these unfinished projects, okay? And there again, that would cause us to be maybe a little antsy, feeling uncomfortable about pursuing other things because subconsciously we know there's something else. Okay, so the reading asks, do you have any items in the home that are gifts from fake resources? I thought that was kind of funny. So the reading asks, do you have any items in your home that are gifts from fake resources? If you are keeping a vase, and this is an example, if you're keeping a vase that, let's say, your spouse's mother gave you, and you know that she doesn't like you. There's been some tension there or something. The reading says get rid of it. Why have anything in your home that is of no substance? So there again, the reading says it's alive. These things are alive. So even though it might look like a pretty vase, but if there's a story behind it and it's not in favor of what you're doing now, or just sort of every time you look at it, it brings some kind of emotion, the reading is saying to get rid of it. Okay. Have you decorated your home based off of a showroom display or maybe from your favorite TV show? And yet it lacks meaning to you. So maybe your home just has some random things in there that don't have any meaning. Again, what is the substance? You're looking for the substance that's in your house. It says, if this is the case, it says, if so, this can be the reason why your home may feel empty. Like there's no real meaning there. There's no real meaning behind the furniture or these particular pieces or art pieces and things like that. And so this reading is asking us to view our connections with our environment so that we can be clear as to why we do what we do, why we live the way that we live. Okay? So I ask, about all of this. I want to look more into this reading. So I asked, what do our homes represent? And why is this coming up this week? Like, what is it? What's the big deal? And so the reading says that we are going through a regeneration. A regeneration is the word that I got. It says a regeneration process, so a new birth, a renewal of our spirit. It says, thus our homes represent our wounds to learn from. Just as a new baby studies their parents and studies the environment and with no really expectations, rather observation and learning. So basically the reading saying that the reason why we're focusing on our homes and trying to, studying, trying to figure out the energy that's in the home, it says because we're going through a renewal of the spirit. So this week is about a new birth for a lot of us. And so basically our homes, our environment, is really the womb. So we have to pay attention this week and say, why am I here? What am I learning? That kind of thing. Okay. And let me go here, flip over to my other notes. Okay. I think I just said that. What have we learned from our environment? Okay, so this week, think about renewing your spirit. What have you learned from your environment? And what have you learned from your own actions and contribution to your surroundings? So that's interesting. That's always good. What have we learned from our environment? And what have we learned from our own actions and contributions to our surroundings? Okay, so here's a few tips. So it says sense, such as, so our senses, the things that we smell, scents such as lemon, lavender, frankenmyrrh can relax and cut heavy energy in our homes. Also think about clearing and sleeping with those essence on a tissue. So if you ever get any lavender oil, lemon, or if you get frankenmyrrh, they didn't say orange, but I always kind of like orange too. So you can add orange to that. Lemon, lavender, frankincense, and myrrh, orange oil, even mint, like peppermint, I would think mint, pine needle, spearmint, basically sleep with a little bit of it, maybe on a tissue, if you have an eye pillow or something like that, and that can help clear and help this whole renewal process. And then also it says, what if you're not in your own home? So if you're not in your own home, the reading says pray over that particular area that you sleep in. It even says to draw a protective circle with items you like, such as a cedar, you know, cedar stems, like from a bush, you know, outside. Invite your spirit guides and ancestors to watch over you when you sleep. So if you're not in your own home and you have a little area, or maybe it's a little pallet that you have out, put some items that you like and put them in a circle. Say a prayer. Ask your ancestors and guides to be with you, to protect you, and keep your mind clear. And ask that you be open to renewing your spirit, you know, or ask that your dreams reveal how can you continue on. What are the things that you may need to do to unlock the doors to your subconscious so that you can make move further on? It says if you are sleeping in your vehicle, so it covers if we're sleeping in our vehicles. It says keep it clean, throw out the trash, get an uplifting spray with lemon in it. So I kind of instantly got a vision of like the gas stations that have the lemon sprays and stuff like that that you could spray in your vehicle. Get a spray and sort of spray it to keep the negative thoughts and stagnation out of your vehicle. So I know, and I can speak personally for me, although I'm not, I have been known to sleep in my vehicle because I drive everywhere. So although I have a place where I can rest my head, I do spend quite a bit of time in my vehicle. And so with that, there's a lot that goes on. I might think about a client. I might even do a reading in my vehicle. And so to keep spray in there, it's amazing how many bubbles. And some of you guys know, like when I talk about spiritual cleansings and spiritual baths, and you put a glass down to see how many bubbles you get, you know, it shows like the energy that's being released. I can put a glass of water. I can have a water from, let's say, Starbucks, because I always go through Starbucks drive-thru, and I'll say, can I get a cup of water? And I'll keep that water in there to just kind of to test to see what's going on. And a lot of times I have bubbles that show up in my water in my truck. It's interesting. I may not have any in my home if I'm cleansing, because I keep it a little bit differently in the house. But just the stuff that's in the truck or the day-to-day or when I leave a reading or if I do a reading, I end up having bubbles in my truck. So keeping water, I would try keeping a little bit of water in the truck or in your car. I should say if you're in your vehicles a lot, spraying them. Get like something that has lemon in it, lemon, your sages, your frankincense, things that are going to cut energy and clear out energy that's been in your vehicles. Sometimes people stay in their vehicles longer because they don't want to go in the house. So sometimes there's issues in the house or issues with the mate or whatever. And if that's the case, keep those areas clean. So the reading says that where we are, where we spend our time and what's considered home, it's like a womb. And so we have to figure out how are we going to renew our spirit in the environment that we spend a lot of time in. Okay. Let me see what else. The body scan. And it's interesting because I did the body scan, I did the aura colors, and it's funny because the aura colors don't really reflect the body scan. So that tells me that collectively something is a little bit out of alignment. And usually there's other energies that could be at play because they don't really match up. But the body scan shows that there's a feeling of being trapped, because more energy is being drawn from the past experiences rather than, let's say, a new fresh pot of energy. So let's say I want to renew my spirit, okay? So I just want to give you a visual of what this looks like. If I want to renew my spirit, the body scan basically says that I'm going to a pot that has some recycled, let's say, water and thoughts, and experiences and past experiences with my family and stuff like that. I'm going to that pot and I am using that to refresh myself. Okay. And so with that, it feels as though there's going to be just sort of this cycle of being trapped, right? So the reading is saying, how can we think about this week? Where can I draw new energy from? Like, how can I create a new pot of energy? Why would I draw from a pot that's been recycled? Recycled emotions, you know, recycled thoughts, recycled anger, you know. The reading also mentioned our mothers, too. That's part of the, when I mentioned earlier about getting so much energy or insight from the reading, I was cutting some things up. It did mention, I didn't write it down, but it did mention our mothers. But then it asks, how can we be, and this is men included, but how can we be a mother to ourselves, not based off of how we learn, but how can I be a mother to myself this week? You know, how can I take care of myself? And so, but back to the pot. So I'm the pot of I'm trying to rejuvenate myself with this old recycled, you know, energy, and that's keeping me in the past. So that's what the body scan looks like. So it's asking us, what can I do new this week? What can I do new? Some things that I haven't done. Some things that can get me out of the same cycles that I'm into. And I have to say this, and this I didn't have, of course I didn't have it in my notes, but when I look at sometimes the patterns, and I'm including myself in this, sometimes the patterns that we do, so I feel like I've done all that I can do. I keep doing this. I keep doing that, and I don't seem to be getting anywhere. I'm doing my spiritual baths. I'm cleaning the house. I'm staging it down like crazy, and everything still seems to be the same. And I tell you what, there always seems to be more that we can do. There always seems to be more. We have to figure out, we have to manage our energy, manage our time, like where am I spending my energy, because there is more. So if we're saying I keep doing this, I do that, I do this, I do reading, and some people say, well, I did that, I do this, and I still feel the same. Well, something is lacking. Something is not adding up, you know, or you're putting your energy somewhere else, or you're doing it feeling like, you know, like you're doing these things like it's such an obligation. You know, and you're almost like a slave to these things that you're doing to where, you know, they're not benefiting you. And so it's interesting because I did watch, and I didn't even know that this was out here, but there is Alex Haley. I'm very familiar with Roots by Alex Haley, but I was not familiar with, it's called Queen, I forgot the name of it. Alex Haley, something Queen, but it's called, the main title is Queen. And when I watched that last night, of course it was during the slavery era or when slavery was about to be abolished. And what I noticed is how adaptable people can be. We can be extremely adaptable. And so we have to be willing to accept these challenges and continue to move forward, you know, and say, how can I, shape shift? Let me do something different to get myself out of this rut or out of this sort of same alignment. Even for those who are on a healing path, I mean, if we've been healing for 20 years, when is it that we're going to say we actually healed? You know, when are we going to the next level? So even those that feel like, oh, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, how can we shift and go to the next level? One thing that we are as humans, and that's extremely adaptable despite our situation. So back to the reading. It says, what can I do new this week? So what can we do new that's going to take us out of sort of getting sort of caught up into the same type of stagnation? Now, when I mentioned earlier that the body scan did not quite match up with the aura colors are just really amazing. They really are. They speak about being able to reinvent or to introduce ourselves. It seems like a lot of people might be getting some new jobs or getting new clients or so the energy of making a greater spiritual connection. There just seems to be, we seem to be very potent as it relates to our aura, our energy. And so there's a difference between our aura, which is our aura, this is how I look at it. Our aura is connected to our higher spirit. It's connected to where we all come from. It's connected to cosmic consciousness or God, if you will. And so our bodies are connected to, a lot of times, if we focus just on our experiences, are connected to tangible things, physical things, and that's why it's easy to replay certain things over and over and over again. And so, but here, our spirit, the aura colors are so beautiful. It really is amazing. And that's why I say there seems to be some type of conflict. We have to master our minds and our emotions, because it doesn't feel like, looking here, it doesn't really fit. The body scan, I'm kind of at a loss, because the body scan does not fit how the aura colors are reading. The way the body scan looks, the aura should be sort of brown and murky, like muddy, like I should be talking about how we all need to do spiritual baths and clear and stuff like that. And I will say that because our minds are somehow not being refreshed and renewed, and so it's causing our energy to be kind of a little bit lower than maybe what it should be. But as far as our spirits, I do believe this reading by it saying that this is a week of regeneration, a renewal of the spirit, because here it does show it reflects in our aura colors. There's a lot of silver, gold. Some of us should be writing down our experiences, starting our books or finishing our books. We should be excited about entering new ventures. I could just go on and on with the aura colors. And so we want to be able to balance that out with the physical body scan. So I think I went off on a little bit of a tangent, and I hope I didn't get too, for those that were listening from the very beginning, I hope I didn't get too scattered, because like I said, the reading was very overwhelming at some point with all of the information. And so I'm hoping that this was very clear, but if I just skim through the notes really quickly, basically in summary, this week is about looking in our home, what's going on in my house, what's going on in my vehicle, what's going on in my surroundings. And so let's just say, even if you say, well, I don't even have a car, but the car that you get in to go wherever you need to go to, or the bus that you're in, or the train that you're in, to look at the environment. Because it says, the reading says that basically the environment that we're in, it's feeding us, and it reflects our attitudes or our moods. And so to not be impressed by it, but to learn from it or either control it. And I think the two are actually the same. If we're learning from it, then we're actually controlling it. But so to not be influenced by the environment, but to shift it and move the energy. And so this week seems like it's going to be a very powerful week for a lot of people, depending on if we really make a conscious effort to manage the energy around us. So basically to check out what's going on in our home. I want to say this too. I want to just throw this out here because this has come up in some readings. But for some of you who have young boys in your home, and even if you don't, I want you to hear this so you can maybe talk to some of your friends or relatives or people that you know that have young boys in your home. But if you have young boys in your home, and I mean young boys like, let's say, 17, 16, 21, and they're in the house, and they like to play video games, and they're not really doing much and stuff like that, the energy is very stagnant. Also, these boys tend to masturbate. They tend to masturbate a lot. They tend to stay in the showers an extra long time. Now, what this does is it brings a different type of energy into your home. So if you're masturbating for quite some time, and then you're gaming, you're gaming and masturbating, you're not doing much, and you know, this brings really a stagnant type of energy. It brings sex spirits in the house. It could bring depression, you know, sort of depressive energy in the house. So be mindful. I know the reading did speak about items that may be in the house, but also think about the actual people that are in the house and what's going on and what they're doing. So I just wanted to throw that out there, too. That came out of nowhere because I was wrapping up the reading. But I just had to throw that in there, too. So I am going to, because I see that there are calls here, and I'm hoping that some of you guys here that are wanting to come on the line, I'm hoping that you have some comments and questions about what we discussed here. I am going to open the line right now. Let's see. Okay. So we have area code 303.
Hello?
Hello? Yep, area code 303.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. You could not have picked a more timely topic.
Okay.
I am having such home issues right now. I am at my wit's end and at a loss as to what more I can do.
So I'll just start with this. So are you the mother or the person or the woman over the home?
No.
What's your position?
I live alone in a little studio apartment, and the neighbors, the couple, a man and woman, young couple, 25, 28, probably somewhere around that age, who live above me, have lived there for 4 months, the same as I have. We moved in at the same time, and they have been just so inconsiderate and noisy. And I've talked to them. I've contacted the landlord. I've actually called the police a few times. She is not so much the problem. He is the problem. They have wood floors, and I don't know if you've ever lived below someone with wood floors, but it's an old building, and it's elephants up there. They're inconsiderate. They're always hammering or moving furniture and stomp. My health has been affected. My sleep has been affected.
Right.
I just moved there. I don't want to move. I don't think I should have to move because I'm not doing anything wrong. I have prayed. I have done vision boards. I have listened to music, you know, soothing music. I have listened to music on my headphones. I have done saging. I have worked with stones. I have worked with feng shui. I have worked with bagua mirrors. I have spent a lot of time away from the apartment just because I can't stand being there. I have called the police, contacted the landlord and talked to them directly. And this morning, of course, I was awakened early in the morning because, once again, they're moving their furniture, which they've already done about 200 times since they moved in. They get up early. They start making noise. I've listened to them hammer and scrape and do renovations in their – it's a rental apartment, but I don't know what they're doing in there until 10:30 at night. It's every day for 4 months, except for during the holidays when they were out of town. I am at my wit's end. I honestly, short of moving, and I just moved in, I don't know what more I can do.
Right. I get it. I get it. Let me ask you real quick, where did you move from? Like, what was the situation where you moved before?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. That was about half a mile away. That was bad. I don't want to talk about it. That was not a good situation.
Okay, so this is what I said.
I don't want to leave that in the past. Don't want to resurrect that ghost.
Got it. I suggest, and I understand when you said I don't feel like I should have to move. But the thing is that this is the only thing that I can suggest, because I feel like, even though you say you don't want to discuss what's in the past, and I don't care to either, but what I feel like is at sometimes when we leave a situation or we feel like we have to run and we go to a situation, a lot of times the next place that we move to, it's like what my dad would say, jumping out of a, what is it, when you jump out of the pan into the fire or whatever like
fire,
that?
Yeah, jump out of the fire into the, out of the fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
So I feel like there's something there that has to do with that. Like this goes a lot deeper than just like some noisy people upstairs, you know. So I feel, this is what I feel, is that there has to be I would think about making peace completely with your past situation the best way that you know how to do. And it seems like you know how to do a lot of stuff. And so But also what I understand is because I've always said that myself personally is like, I don't feel that I should have to do A, B, and C. I've done the right things and so on and so on. So I understand that type of perspective and attitude. But sometimes if we want to clear up things completely, we have to make peace all the way around. And so I would think about this week, how can you make peace with that old situation and then to see if it brings peace in your surroundings right now? Because I feel like the two are spiritually connected. So it might be a different scenario, but there's something there that's like a stream that's following you. So it's something there that's connected. So I would think of what can I do extra that I know I've done this and I've done that. What can I do extra? How can I put all of this energy just to saying, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to make peace with all of that. And I'm moving on for real. I'm not running. I'm choosing to move. I'm not running from nothing. I'm choosing to move on. And so sometimes when we take that particular attitude, we're putting peace with it. So that same thing that wants to follow us from place to place can no longer follow us because we shifted our energy. And so we're not going to bring up whatever, but as far as think about this week, making peace with that. You know, clearing that particular energy to see if it shifts. Now, as far as something physical that you can do with the neighbors is, I would think about if it's possible if you could record the type of noise or the sound that is there. And I don't even know how you, if that's possible.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've done that.
And then you
know, I don't have
them,
a.
And you. Well, let me finish. Let me finish, please. I was going to ask, like, did you take that upstairs and let them listen to it? Is that what you did?
No, because the first and only time that we actually talked, we talked about these issues, and she said that she would, I didn't feel like I needed to because it was the first time to meet. And I was on my way to work, you know, my time was short because I was actually on my way to work as well. And so it seemed like very, very extreme to say, you know, to dump a big laundry list on her, which was actually not my intent anyway, of all these wrongs that they've committed and say, and by the way, here's a recording. She probably would have freaked out. So we talked for a little while and she said she would let her boyfriend know. And because he's the main offender. I actually like her. She's a really pleasant person.
Okay.
She's
okay.
Really
okay.
Nice.
So, okay.
He's
okay.
The problem.
Okay. Okay.
He's
hold on a second.
Very much.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So this is what I would suggest. Take the recording up because it's been 4 months. Take the recording up and say, I just want you guys to know what I've been going through, and this is what it sounds like. And I realize that we're in a city where, you know, you live above people or whatever, but we have to just do better. And let them listen to the recording of what you actually listen to on a regular basis, you know, and do it that way. So I suggest that, and I suggest what I mentioned earlier, and then to see if your situation changes. Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the
input. Well, just try it. Try it, because you tried everything else, so you might as well try it.
Anyway,
you're over it.
Interesting.
I got it.
No, I don't think
you're
that anything is going to work. You can't teach people to be considerate. People who are jerks, you can't teach them to be considerate. And I think that's really what this is coming down to. So I'll have to make a decision, I think, based on that, even though, you know, I think that's really what it comes down to. You just can't teach people to be nice. You can't. They either are or they're not. So I think that's really
not
what this
true,
is about.
But you can, but if you're saying yeah. that you had if the girl was nice, you know, you said you don't think
she
she's a problem. She can influence the guy. You know, that could change the situation. You have to understand your power. Well, if you don't think that there's nothing that can help, then you're gonna have to look for another place to stay.
Yeah, I'm always kind of looking. So maybe
okay.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks for listening in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Area code 770.
Hello?
770.
Hello? Hi. Can you hear me? Hey, I have a bad phone. Sorry.
Okay.
You really hit point with me tonight. It's like you were talking to me. This is Christy, by the way. As I've told you before, I'm somewhat of a hoarder. So I have really been feeling the, like, walls caving in on me, I guess you'd say. I already know it's time to, like, get everything out of the house. And when you mentioned about, like, items that remind you of your past, oh, my gosh. I mean, I just moved my mother out of the house that she was in for 15 years. And all the old relationship stuff came here. You know what I mean? So, like, but I also have attachment issues. So I was wondering if you could kind of give me some advice on that. Because, you know, part of, like, you know, technically I have OCD. And part of that is wanting to hold on to stuff. And I've never really conquered that, letting go. You know what I mean?
Right. I would do some of what the reading said this week, but one, I would work it on both ends. I would definitely go through the house and do some kind of spray, cut the energy with like living scents and lavender and stuff like that, and clear the air. And then at the same time, I would go through and ask what some of these items and what some of these things actually mean to you, and then be able to sit down and even write it out, because our aura and the aura colors this week says that we can do a lot of writing or get some healing going through our writing. And so I would get like a little pad and pen and write down what some of those items actually represent, make peace with them, and throw it out.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's
but
pretty
I would
a tough one.
Yeah, it is. But you know, nothing it seems to be easy on this planet from what I'm figuring out. But what you might want to do is what could help the process is to do some of that, like the lemon. I like some of the scents that the reading mentioned, lemon, frankincense and myrrh, lavender, and that could make it a little bit easier for you. You know what I mean? So you're basically, it's a strategy. You're basically clearing, and then you're addressing those particular issues at the same time or challenges at the same time.
Right.
So try it that way and just look at some stuff and say, what does this mean to me? What is this doing for me right now? You know, how is this helping me? And if you can honestly say that it's kind of keeping you in the past or reminds you of certain feelings or whatever, then just say, okay, what am I supposed to do with this now? You know, and give yourself two options. Keep it to remain here in the same sort of cycle, or throw it away so I can continue to move forward and be honest with yourself. And if you're not ready, if you say, well, I'm not ready to move forward, then just say you're not ready.
Well,
you know,
I'm ready to move forward. That part's just a stumbling block. Part of me wants to just send it to storage, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you need to
part
of
me wants
shit
to...
out. Some of it just needs to go.
Yeah.
Some of it just needs to go out. Like, some of that is trash. We can't take any of the stuff with us. So some of it just needs to go in the trash.
All righty. Well, I got my wand today, so that'll help.
Huh?
I got my wand from you today, so that will help.
Oh, that's good. I like that wand, too. It's simple, but it's a good one. But, well, then do you have the frankincense and myrrh and the lemon? Do you have anything like that? Lemon oil, frankincense and myrrh, lavender oil, anything like that?
I can't do lavender because I have a reaction to that, but my old mother-in-law, who I see on a daily basis, she has a bunch of essential oils, and she has, like, the lemon and stuff that I could get from her. But I don't have any, like, frankincense or myrrh or anything.
Yeah, the lemon is good. Just put some water to it and just spray it around. Spray it in the corner, spray it over the place, and then go through the process just piece by piece.
Okay.
You know, because the stuff is alive, so you can't have, like, just items controlling your life. You got to make a choice, like either I'm going to control it or it's going to control me. And the opposite doesn't make any sense.
Right. That's the point I'm at. And then I picked up, too, where you said try new things this week. Like I got some Oracle cards and tarot cards. So I was going to venture into that space and try that and let that be something new for me. So we shall see.
That sounds good. All right, my dear. Well,
thank you.
Inbox, let me
Bye.
Know. Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have a couple other calls, and I'm going to go ahead and take the calls. It shows that the show has ended, so our show has ended, but we still have a couple other calls, and I'm going to go ahead and take these calls, all right? All right, thanks for listening. Hello. Area code 312.
Oh, hi. My name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago, and I was wondering if you could just maybe suggest, I've been taking some Epsom salt and peppermint baths to really kind of clear my energy, and it kind of really worked, and I'm wondering if you have any other suggestions for energy baths
okay,
to clear my
so
energy.
Okay, Epsom and peppermint. Okay, hang on a second. Let me look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I would just add, I would probably take away, if you've done peppermint for a while,
yes.
I would add orange and a little bit of rose oil.
Oh, rose oil, okay.
Because I think you've done some, and some maybe some orange, but I would actually get like real oranges and slice them up and put them in the tub and then add a few drops
yes.
of rose oil.
Okay, that's exactly
I would do it that way.
What I was thinking too.
Yeah, and if you want to add rose petals to it, you can even add some rose oil, little rose petals, and oranges and do it that way. And then go ahead and put your list of intention as far as to move forward. And I think this week mentioned doing something completely new, and then I would do something
yeah.
completely new this week. And sometimes when you're doing your energy clearing and you do something new like that, it totally leaves old energy sort of in the backdrop, sort of looking for you because you've shifted, you turned a corner, and so you can't really be found by this old energy. So if you do something completely new and you're doing the cleansing, then you should get the results that you want.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you understand
Thank
what I'm saying?
Thank you very much. Yes. Yes.
Okay, did that
yes,
make sense to
you? That's how it was. Yes. Yes, because that's how it was when I did the Epsom and the peppermint. Things started changing. So this will really pick it up.
And it looks like you're doing something good. So I just did your body scan. So it looks like there's some good things ahead. Just go ahead and put intentions with it when you do it this time with the more of the sweet, you know, oranges and rose.
Okay.
And the oranges are still going to cut and clear. Like it's still going to cut. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, area code 937.
Hi. I was wondering if there's anything that you could tell me to do to bring in that loving partner for myself.
Okay.
I mean, I've got people, you know, guys around me and stuff all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I was wondering about that special someone to bring him in.
Okay, so what I would do if I were you is, one, it looks like what you've done in the past. I did your body scan, and it looks like what you can do is sort of straddle the fence. I think the best thing to do is look at what you feel is for you. So not relationships that you've been in the past or relationships that you see people around you, the type of relationships that they're in, not even the type of parents, the relationships that your parents had, but like focus on exactly what type of relationship is for you, like you, your spirit,
mm-hmm.
and then completely dedicate yourself to that, because when I did your body scan, it looks like you're sort of spread, like you've been on the fence at one point, so not really being able to, like there's, you got your like your left side is on one part, your right is on the other, so there's, it's not all together in one direction. And
yes,
so,
I think I feel that way quite a bit too.
Yeah, and so sometimes what happens is if we're like that, sometimes we're used to trying to please other people, or we're usually naturally caring people. And so mm-hmm. if you're a naturally caring person, then you can tend to split your energy off into other people. And when you do that, you can extract some of the things that they like to do or look at their relationship or how they interact with relationships instead of what it is for you, your spirit. So being able to separate yourself from being able to sort of spread out. You're like You're like an energy. You're actually good. Like, as far as your energy goes, though, as far as, like, I think your abilities and, like, your healing abilities and stuff like that, you actually look pretty cool on my end. So you're able to sort of, like, merge and go into other people's energy and consciousness and things like that, so you'll know what they need and so on and so forth. But if you do that a little too much without cleansing yourself off or knowing what is for you, then things get complicated. I think that affects your life.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. That sounds right, too. Yes.
Okay. So what I would do is I would do a – I would just go ahead and – almost like that last – was that the last call? I would go ahead and include a cleansing and at the same time, like, a reintroduction to yourself. So, like, a cleansing of all old relationships, the way other people do stuff, you know, whatever, and ask that your highest self, your original spirit, come to you, and the two of you merge to create what it is or the kind of relationship that you need to have, not based off of society or experiences.
Okay.
So I
yeah,
would
that
do
makes
that because I feel like you're powerful enough to kind of bring in whatever you want to bring in. But I feel like the relationship stuff might be problematic there again because you can split yourself off. You can do the split off thing. So, like, you could put some of your energies here and some of it there, but you seem to do okay sort of just walking, you know, in life, but it's yet it's still split.
Yes.
It's spread out. So you have to just get laser sharp with what with exactly your what your idea relationship is, or what you're really trying to bring in.
Okay.
I think if you do a clearing bath, or do like a spiritual bath, a clearing bath, and I would still do this. I would do frankincense and myrrh. I'd add about 6 drops of frankincense and myrrh. I would do like 2 or 3 drops of rosemary, and then I would add orange, like slices of oranges, and I would add lemon. And I would add cinnamon and honey and just sort of soak in there with your socks. Yo, that'd be good, though. Soak in there with your socks. Get some nice music if you want some music in the background or whatever. Maybe a love candle, a pink candle, which is just really love
pink.
For yourself.
Pink,
yep. Love for self candle. And I would soak in there and allow yourself to soak for at least a good 35 to 45 minutes, like minimum. So that means that the water gets cold, you just add a little bit more warm water
and
soak, and allow yourself to release all these other type of relationships or things that you've accumulated from other people. Allow that stuff to just kind of release and then focus on what the kind of relationship for you, not based off of society, but what's right for your spirit. And then set your intention to draw in. So the reason why your stuff hasn't worked in the past is because you've been a little spread out. Like your power isn't like laser sharp. It's sort of scattered. So you want to bring
it
all
in. Okay. Yeah, I believe
in.
That. I really believe that wholeheartedly. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
But you're powerful.
That's
so you just have to maybe try. Yeah, try that, and then add your own little thing to the mix. And see what you can do. But then also stay off of, I wouldn't really do any, like, online dating and stuff like that. You want to go out. You want to do, like, join, like, people who are into the environment, like naturalists, like people that are into, I'm seeing, like, plants and stuff, people that are into, like, solar energy and all. Join a solar energy group or something like that and meet a guy like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like the online thing. I just get so scared of that.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
that's
good.
Not for you anyway.
Thank you.
So, you know, I don't ban
okay.
you. I'm not, yeah, but that's just not, yeah, that's just not good for you.
Okay.
It's better that you go out.
It's good for people, but, I've never seemed to have any kind of luck with that. But it seems like if I meet someone there, it's really just not right. So, but thank you.
Right.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. And then talk to your guides, talk to your ancestors, and tell them you're ready after you do the cleanse. So tell them you're ready.
Oh, okay.
And to send you the right one.
I've been doing that. Yep. I've been doing that with my mother.
Okay.
Because
okay,
before my mother passed, before my mother passed, she said that she would send me the man for me. And
she
comes to me in dreams and stuff. And it's like, okay, so I was just kind of wondering, you know, whether I feel that I'm ready, but I'm not, you know, wasn't really sure. So, but yeah, that sounds good. I'll do that.
Yeah, looking at your body scan, you weren't really, really ready. Not all
okay.
the way. So that's what, do the cleanse first and just like clear the slate.
Okay.
You know? And then talk to your mom and say, okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for your time. I appreciate that so much.
Keep me posted. Thank you.
Sure will. Have a great day.
Have a good night. Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 484.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Hi.
Hello. I have a lot going on, and it's funny that you have the subject as home, because here's what happened. I was moving from a house to this great apartment where all utilities were included, washer and dryer, everything included, a perfect deal. So as I'm moving, I fall down a whole flight of stairs at my old place, and I broke my leg and I broke my ankle. So then I was on bed rest, and I'm still on bed rest because I still have the broken ankle and leg and a cast. And so that was the ordeal of me moving. I haven't really been able to unpack. I've been having friends and my daughter unpack things, and I've just been on bed rest. And then on top of this, the guy that I have been seeing for the last 3 years, he decides to abruptly, without any notice, move to Louisiana to go live with his stepbrother because he just found the stepbrother a month ago and thought, oh, I'm going to go live with my family. So I am so, like, my world became upside down. And I don't know what's happening. And then when I found out that he moved to Louisiana a couple of days ago, like, in my stomach, I just felt like, oh, man, I'm going to have to be dealing with this drama in about 6 weeks. Like, I feel like that's going to be a train wreck, and he's going to be calling me up saying, can I move in with you?
What are you going to say if he says it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what at this point. That's why I'm calling you, because I have no control of the future at this point. I fell on a whole flight of freaking stairs. I got my job. They sent me a termination letter. I lost my nursing home job. So I'm like, whatever.
Well, it seems like the reading speaks very, very much to you this week, reading, as far as like a renewal, like a rebirth.
Okay.
And sometimes, yeah, so sometimes we can do what we need to do. I'm looking at your body scan. And what I would suggest this week is, one, just so you can heal better and quicker, is because technically you're supposed to be able to heal kind of quick, like in general.
Okay.
So what I would suggest is you make sure that you do a lot of deep, intentional breathing, like before you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And I would say, because you do have, it feels like you have word power. And so those are people who can usually have to be careful what they say, because it may happen, or can think about a person, that person shows up, stuff like that. So the best thing for you to do is make sure that you... Yeah, you want to make sure that when you're doing your breathing exercises, that you have a very specific prayer or mantra that you say in your head while you're breathing to change your situation. So you have to think about what is it that you do want to happen. So if you're like, oh, I have a feeling that he's going to come up from the past, and then, you know, that's not your problem.
Right.
It has to be based on what you want to happen, you know. So this
right.
is a renewal of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that in some way, when you were telling me why I broke my leg and I have that bed rest, I feel in some way you're supposed to rest. You're supposed to be sort of in bed, sort of like
right.
being in the womb again so you can come out differently. And
right.
I do feel like you have support. That's why your people are there kind of helping you out and stuff like that. You're not out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is actually good for you.
Right.
You know, but it's going to give you time to think about what it is that you really want to happen. But you have to do the deep breathing before you go to bed and before you kind of get, you know, going in the morning, before, you know, you're taking phone calls and doing whatever it is that you're doing. But do the deep breathing in the morning and saying these affirmations. What affirmations would you say? Or what prayer would you say? Like a positive
I kind of wanted this guy to move in with me and to live here with me. And I'm kind of...
Okay, so let's X him out of it, because I already did his body scan. I'm not really feeling him like that, but that doesn't matter. But what I want you to do is think about not him, but the reason why you want him. So you might have wanted love, and you wanted to, you know, collaborate with someone and, you know, walk with them like a true partnership. Focus on that, but not a particular person.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying as far as your affirmation goes?
Mm-hmm.
So love, but without a name to it, kind of thing, or, you know, true partnership,
well,
greater focus.
Do you,
you know, that
do you feel like him moving down to Louisiana is going to last?
No. But at the same time, none of that really matters because his actions matter. And the fact is that, you know, he kind of left you. I mean, I don't know what your arrangements were, but it just seemed like interesting timing.
Right.
The thing is that I feel like he's gone because he needs to be. You know, I think you're laid up because you need to really think.
Right, but I feel like he's going to resurface as soon as I'm up on my feet in a couple.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So listen, if he resurfaces and he says, okay, I want to come back there, I'm in trouble, then you need to, what I would suggest is at least you have some things in mind that he needs to adhere to, not just to come back and to be a headache, and not just to come back because he's just desperate, but what is
right.
he going to contribute?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, do you feel like I am going to have to deal with a situation in a couple of weeks? Like
I don't feel like you're
going
to have to deal with that. No. I mean, no, I don't feel like that, but you feel like that. So it might happen. Like I said, you're the one that has the word power, and that's why I say you need to reprogram your thoughts.
Okay.
You do some breathing, deep, intentional breathing, like where you're breathing into your organs. You're breathing into your solar plexus, and you're
right.
reprogramming your mind with affirmations and your prayers. And talk to your angels and guides. And tell them to look out for you. Tell them what you want. You don't want somebody that's going to be a burden. He's probably
right.
why you end up having the foot problem in the first place. Leg foot, you're probably carrying on too much negative energy, and you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's awful timing. I would just let that. See where you're putting your energy. You put it in the wrong place. You think about your healing, what you want moving forward. You know?
Right.
Love yourself all over again. So get this time to say, how am I going to love myself while you're laid up in bed? How am I going to love myself? What are my plans? And heal yourself up, you know. Focus
right.
on that
first. Right. I go back to the doctor at the end of the month. Do you feel he's going to say that I can start walking on this foot?
Yep, you will, because I look at your body scan. A lot of this is not going to last too long. That's why I say you do have some healing things in you or being able to heal quick. It's that's why I want you to really master your mind and your thoughts, because you're already thinking about a situation that will handicap you anyway, which is a guy, you know, that sounds like a handicap situation.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, this happened February the 20th when I fell down the steps.
Yeah, you'll get better, and you're going to need a little bit of adjustment, like your lower back area, maybe because you've been laid up or whatever. So you'll just need you'll need to stretch out, do some, you know, get some stretches as much as you can. So stretch even in the bed. Like, you may not be able to move your leg or whatever, but start stretching your back out. Start stretching your arms and stuff like that. Do your breathing. Mm-hmm. So help yourself that way.
Good. I will do that. I'll take that in consideration.
Yeah, and
I didn't even think about that deep breathing. Right, yeah.
Only
that's
because you have
good.
Some kind of healing power or whatever with you. So I think that will help to activate it.
Good, good. All right, well, I will keep
in touch.
I'll let you know how I'm doing.
Okay, good. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Okay, area code 770.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
We're good.
You good?
There's two of us here.
You got two people?
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
Right here.
Oh, okay. Well, a little extra bass. All right. What's going on over there? Thanks for listening. So were you guys able to hear the whole, when did you come in on the line?
In the beginning.
Oh, did you like it?
Yes, it was very good.
Okay, good. Now, what's going on with you guys? What, how can I help or what can I look into?
I had a question about the body reading. How was it done?
You mean your body reading, or you want me to do yours, or you want me to do the one, go over the one for the week?
Well, I guess, yeah, if I wanted a body read, yes, for me.
Oh, your body read. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like, because I did it already, it looks like you have to bring in, one, your body scan actually looks optimistic, right? So overall, it looks optimistic. But it does look like you need to bring in some things from the past closer to your present or current situation. And so what that means is that closing the doors on the past, and even bringing in some ideas from the past and bringing it into, basically what I would say is learning from the past and bringing those things, how can you use those things to move forward? So if the past is holding you in any particular way, you want to say, what did I learn from those things, or how can I use those things to help me right now?
Okay.
Because it looks like you have some kind of idea, or it looks like there's something there that's on the past side, which that past, you know, that's the left side, that's your family side and stuff like that. It looks like there's something that you're holding to that side that you haven't brought full all the way. So it's almost as though there's a part of you that you keep in the past, almost like you waiting to bring it out, the right time to bring it out or something. But the thing is that you just have to go ahead and bring it out, because there's no point in kind of holding it there in the past anyway, because that's the past. So
Right. Basically
you want to bring all of you forward. You know, and I always say this, we only got so many numbers of years on this planet. There's only so many years we get here for whatever reason.
Right.
So the thing is that you just kind of want to be like, let me just, you know, all or nothing. And so this week, according to the reading, it speaks about a rebirth, a new birth, you know, renewal of the spirit. So think about what can you do this week to say, okay, you know what? I'm just going to just be brand new.
Yeah, sounds good. That was the plan for
brand new. Oh, that was your plan?
Yeah, I discussed something earlier about what I'm going into the beginning of this week on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start fresh.
Yeah, and so in every aspect, so whether it be your job, whether it be your marriage, whatever it is, how can I just be brand new in these things? You know, but I think for you, brand new is really going to be just all of you. So I think that you've been here like maybe 49% to 52%, but it hasn't been 100% you. So by you saying I'm going to be brand new, that may end up being 100% you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. So just think about all of you, 100%. But it looks optimistic, so you might as well take advantage of, you know, kind of an upbeat energy, ground yourself, give yourself some, because your body skin is a little bit higher up, so give yourself some really solid goals, doable solid goals, and write them down and check them off one by one. I'm going to do this on Monday. I'm going to do this on Tuesday. And I would say do that for about at least 2 to 6 weeks. So let's just say 6 weeks. That every day you write a list. You say, I'm doing this, to check it off, and that will give you that grounding, you know, that realistic grounding.
Okay. It's funny you mention that, because I did write down a list of things that I needed to accomplish, but the way I did it, I didn't do it on a daily basis. I did it just as a checklist. I got a list.
Yeah. Do it every day, because then that way it's going to bring you, you're going to be grounded. That's going to be the fire that you need to keep that renewed spirit going.
Okay. Daily.
Do you have any specific remedies or suggestions?
For what exactly? For you or for what? I would do a foot bath. If you can come in and pick up a foot bath, I would make one. They're kind of complicated as far as I can't really tell you because I put all kinds of stuff in mine. I can't really tell you what to put in one, but I can make one for you. And they're pretty potent, but that will bring that grounding, but also give that fire. And basically you soak your feet in it. So it's definitely, it's too potent to put your whole body in it. You don't want to put any of your, you know, reproductive areas in this particular bath. You just want to put your feet in it. You say, have you done one of my foot baths before a long time ago? Or no?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay. So he would need a foot bath.
Okay.
I would do a foot bath.
Okay. What do you feel like the energy is like in our space?
And you mean in your house or in between the two of you? Give me a specific.
Like either or the house or between.
It just looks like, okay, because I already did your body scan, and I did his body scan, and it just seems like you two aren't always on the same page. Like, the ebb and flow may be lacking. So there has to be a meeting of the minds. And so I would say to think of some things that you guys can do, which I thought you did anyway, but to think of some things, maybe some simple things, that you guys can do together, like as a team. So you know how sometimes you join, let's say, like a volleyball team or a soccer team or whatever like that, and you guys are actually on the same team, but to see, to get your rhythm back, your flow, your rhythm going. Have you guys been having good sex? You want to have really good sex. So think about, like, how can we have really good, super-duper good sex? You need to get that flow, your ebb and flow. You know, how do we communicate together? How? What is our exchange, that ebb and flow, you know, that current back and forth, ping pong.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, there's something there with the ping pong, like the ping pong is a little off. So how do we, what's our flow, what's our rhythm? You know, how do we do things? How do we live here together in this house? And so think about that. Start with the bathroom. Start with the kitchen, just as far as how there's an exchange with the bathroom, like, you know, where the towels are, or how you, the etiquette, bathroom etiquette or whatever. Or if you use one bathroom and he used the other bathroom, then maybe think this week, maybe you guys use the same bathroom so you can get the flow, the back and forth, you know, the togetherness, teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kitchen, wash dishes, old school. No dishwasher, old school. You wash dishes, he dry. You got the little cloth and he dry, and y'all sit and talk, or you stand there at the sink and strategize what you guys are doing. Now, did you let that try? Did you let the spot on there, but just sit there, stand there and talk. You wash dishes, he dries, and you guys talk and strategize about what you're doing. Ebb and flow. I got a vision of that. Are y'all going to do it? You going to wash and dry dishes together? Huh?
We do that. We haven't done it in a while.
Okay, well, go back and do it, and then strategize so it's togetherness. Because if you guys really come together, there's nothing that, you know, there wouldn't be anything to, I feel like there wouldn't be any crazy energy in the house if you guys were actually together. It'd be difficult for other energies to come in and infiltrate, you know, a team such as you two when you're together. So it's just something that you have to choose and then work on. But bathroom etiquette together. Take some showers together. Okay, rub my back. Let me rub your feet, whatever. So some exchanges there. So teamwork.
All right.
Who's not down? You down for it? Y'all both down for it?
Yeah, I am.
I'm down for it.
You down? Okay, there it is.
I'm ready to be doing.
Yeah, it looks like it. And it looks like, so there again, come up with some lists, and you guys just going to have to do it, because when I look at your body scan, it looks like you trying to pull him or tell him, come on, why don't you do this, or come on, let's do that. So you guys have to find out what it is, what your flow is together, and then go ahead and execute.
All right.
It could be small things. You know, just to get it going. And then just let me know when you can come in for a foot bath, and I'll have one made up. I don't make them as much as I used to, but I will if you want to come in.
You're
going to
be there tomorrow?
I'll be there tomorrow. I'm there every Sunday now. So I'll be there tomorrow, and then I'll be back again there from Tuesday through Thursday. So I'm there tomorrow, Tuesday through Thursday. And I'm there this Saturday and again on Sunday.
If you have one tomorrow, we can pick up tomorrow.
Okay, then I'll make one tomorrow. I mean, I'll make one tonight and have it ready for tomorrow. So I'll make it tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Oh, if I happen to be in a reading, I'll leave it up front, but just text me.
Okay.
Text me when you come in. If not, I'll just leave it at the front. I'll leave it at the front desk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Come up
okay.
with a plan.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay. All right. Good night. Okay, so thank you guys for listening. I have a couple other callers on here, but they do not have their hands up, so I assume that you don't have any questions. The show has ended a long time ago, but apparently you guys can still hear me. I appreciate you. Have a good week. I encourage you to go back over the archive if you need to go back over the archive. I love you guys. I appreciate you, your ancestors, and have a great week. Thank you.